November and March of November this year, early March next year. We have two elections now in the next couple of months. That's enough for this year. And I'm happy to support him for Taoiseach on the basis that he worked very closely with me and others to ensure the amalgamation of St. Angela's College with the Atlantic Technological University, which without his personal attention to it and his preparedness to overrule some senior civil servants in the establishment, it wouldn't have happened. And that was something very close to my own heart, so happy to support him for Taoiseach. Obviously, there's much legislation that's going to come forward, and I will be doing and approaching that on a case-by-case basis in terms of whether I support it or not. But yes, I'd support him for Taoiseach on Tuesday week.
What about the other point of view that the majority of independents have, that, you know, that there should be change and that there should be a general election called sooner rather than later, and this shouldn't just be about stabilising the Fine Gael party?
Yeah, no, I have no interest in that one way or another. There will be more than me as independents who will support him on the day when the time comes, you'll see. But I'm somebody who believes in five-year terms. That's what gives stability. That doesn't mean that we agree with what governments are doing on a day-to-day basis, and they must be challenged continually. And I'd have much criticism of the government on a wide variety of issues. But when elections come every 5 years, it tends to lead to a sort of a 6 months plus period where very little work is done. And I think every 5 years is when they should take place. Oppositions, by their nature, will always call for elections, always seek elections. But if you look at the polls, even from a Sinn Féin perspective, I don't think any of them want a general election at the moment. Now, certainly isn't what would save the country. And as I say, I prefer, and it's better in terms of stability, if governments are in place and can be adequately challenged by oppositions, myself included, on issues as they go forward. The election will come soon enough. We have the locals and Europeans in the next 2 months. I don't believe, given the amount of work that has to be done, the amount of challenges facing society in terms of cost of living, in terms of immigration, in terms of health and many other issues, that oppositions will always seek to have elections every other month. But it's not what serves the country. And I believe that we'll have an election sometime between next November and February, and I think the people will have the opportunity at that stage to adjudicate overall on who they want to be in to force the sort of change that they need, but that will come in due course, so now is not the time.